darkest somewhere, with our boots and hats and mosquito spray, seeking the barking elephants. The natives say they know the way.
Meanwhile, back at headquarters, their sponsor, Professor Zeus, is at work in his laboratory. He strokes his pet boa, Mingala. The guy is all heart.
Stella's our zoologist. She's a person first, but her breasts make my mouth water, and her hips make my pants burst.
The kid parachutes in with the awful news. Professor Zeus wants barking elephant chromosomes for a fiendish gene bomb. It would make enemy babies born as pathetic mutants, and of course, would eventually be turned against us.
We never found the barking elephants, but the natives still insist. If you listen close, you can hear them from the black forbidden cliffs. I gave up on fame and fortune, and now I'm at a stove. Stella brings home the soybeans, and we make sweet, sweet love.
And Professor Zeus lost his Department of Defense funding, but his experiments accidentally led to the Alka-Seltzer bomb, which neutralizes fissionable materials. He won a Nobel Peace Prize and is revered throughout the world. Ain't that the way things happen?
Professor Zeus and the Barking Elephants.